Schweitzer, Gaps in Joe Biden's Public Schedule on Date of Alleged Burisma Meeting. By Joel B. Polak on October 14, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden's official public schedule shows several gaps during which he could have met with a Burisma advisor in 2015. Despite claims by the Biden campaign that the meeting could not have happened because it was not on Biden's official schedules. On Wednesday morning, the New York Post reported that Biden had met with an official from Burisma, the corrupt Ukrainian energy company on whose board Biden's son, Hunter Biden, served in a highly paid position. The Post cited an email it obtained from an abandoned hard drive that appeared connected to Hunter Biden. The former vice president had previously denied ever speaking to his son about his overseas business interests. The campaign pushed back against the Post report, saying there was no such meeting on Biden's official schedules. But Breitbart News contributor Peter Schweitzer told conservative radio host Mark Levin on Wednesday evening that Biden's schedule had enough gaps in it that day to hold other meetings. The date of the meeting would appear to be April 16 or 17. The Post reported that the email was sent on April 17, 2015. The never-before-revealed meeting is mentioned in a message of appreciation that Vadim Pasherskyy, an advisor to the board of Burisma, allegedly sent Hunter Biden on April 17, 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the Burisma board at a reported salary of up to $50,000 a month. "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spent, sick, some time together. It's realty, sick, an honor and pleasure," the email reads. The time of the email was 6 a.m. PDT, 9 a.m. EDT. It refers to seeing Hunter Biden yesterday, so the meeting likely occurred on the 16th, though it could have happened early the 17th, or earlier in the week. Biden's schedules for that week leave ample room for other meetings, in between speeches and official events. As Breitbart News reported earlier Wednesday, Biden has certainly taken other meetings that were not on his official schedule. Schweitzer told Levin that the gaps in the schedule make Biden's denial implausible. "Now, if you're gonna have a sleazy meeting with somebody, are you gonna put that on your official schedule?" Levin asked. Schweitzer laughed and directed the public to the ObamaWhiteHouse.archives.gov website. You can look at Joe Biden's schedule that day. You know what it has? It has two gaps that are 3 hours or more. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.